All right, it's time. Another week. DTGD Radio. This is episode 790 for April Fool's Day 2024. We're recording this on Easter. There's a rabbit.
Yep.
The rabbit has risen.
It's not ominous at all.
Did you see? I saw the Ghostbusters picture on Twitter, and I'm like, that's sacrilegious, but kind of funny. Or the Ghostbusters.
Jesus
are,
being captured?
Yeah, being captured by the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. It's still not as tasteless as the other Ghostbusters catching Harold Ramis's ghost.
That's fucked up. Like, don't do that. That's fucked up. Of course, I say that, but it's okay to do Jesus. Whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna break down, like, how to not get canceled. You know all the shitty jokes that you're gonna tell? Because, and if you're, like, thinking to yourself, I don't have any shitty jokes, you do. Be more aware of it. You know, you save that for certain people. Like, I send Drew weird shit because Drew seems to love weird shit. You know what I mean? You gotta know who your audience is. Just putting shit out on the internet's a dangerous, dangerous thing.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you just keep jokes in the privacy of your own home. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to share that with everybody.
I mean, if they're, you know, really awful, maybe reevaluate. But, like, I send funny videos of people getting hurt. Those people are in physical pain. But I enjoy them.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Especially
yeah.
if they're people doing stupid shit. Those are my favorite, where it's like, oh, this guy's going to get hurt. Oh,
I have no...
Karma came quick.
I have no qualms about laughing at people... Stupid people getting hurt.
But I mean, it's still shitty. It's still shitty because I bet they learn. You know,
some of them probably did.
Do you know? I wouldn't want all my mistakes, you know, recorded.
I mean,
and then laughed at on the internet. I got this podcast. It's close enough.
Yes, it says. I mean, I sit and think about that sometimes. Like, there's like what, probably years of my voice just floating on the internet.
I mean, there's years of my voice. That's scary.
Yeah, like somebody could take that and create an AI.
I mean, hours-wise, no. But okay, that's what you probably meant. It was like hours-wise. Yeah.
Just floating out there in ether.
That's a lot of voice.
That's a lot of voice. And somebody's going to make an AI character of me, and nobody wants that.
Yeah, nobody's interested in that.
No. All right.
So video games.
Yeah, I'm trying. I am having a hard time.
Yeah, we're both going through a rut.
I don't know what it is. Like, I finished, what was the last game I finished, I think, was Alone in the Dark. And it was simple, it was short, it was sweet. And now I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I started Dragon's Dogma. And, like, it just overwhelmed me. And I'm like, I don't know what to do.
I have the week off. What the fuck am I going to do with my time?
Yeah, it's
like,
always
oh,
the worst
down,
when you take
a video game.
Take a vacation and you don't feel like playing video games. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've done other stuff, but like in Canada, at least in Ontario anyways, it's a long day. It's a long weekend too because we had Friday off. I'm only into Sunday. I got 7 fucking more days of this.
It might be time for like a project.
Yeah, I don't know what. But that's what I was thinking. I was thinking like a really good RPG or something. I need something but that is the perfect amount of interactivity. I know that sounds weird, but it's like Yakuza is too much. The action gameplay of Yakuza Kiwami 2, I cannot do. It either has to be like mindless action or... I don't know. Nothing's clicking. Nothing is clicking, and I'm enjoying video games, but I'm not loving video games right now, which is annoying.
Yeah.
So, like, I talked about this last week. I started Wonder Boy in Monster World, the Genesis game, inside the Wonder Boy collection. I was playing that, and... I mean, it's still great. I still love that game. Honestly, that's the game that I'd recommend to people if they want to get into one of them because it's the most like Zelda. It's got puzzles in the dungeons.
You sound like Bill Cosby there. You're like, it's got the puzzles in the dungeons. Puzzles in the dungeons. And the poor jello.
Don't ask, don't ask what's in the drink. What do you mean the drink is cloudy like my left eye? I have no sympathy for him. Speaking of jokes that I don't, you know.
Oh no, you could tell all the Bill Cosby jokes. Like those are fair game.
You kind of and it's a known fact. Like it's even if you deny some of them, there's proof. He's settled in the past with people. I guess it was a kind of a known secret that just Hannibal Buress blurted out.
That seems to be
anyways, video games.
Yeah, the thing of the internet nowadays is like most of these people are kind of shitty. It's just now being found out. It's crazy.
And it's weird. So okay, so I guess because we're talking about it, comic artist I like did some really adult comics, like very grotesque and violent. And I thought it was because, like, I'm not going to say the title because I don't want to give this person any press, but I just had to deal with finding out that guy is actually a creep. Now, he's not murdering people like his comics, but, like, you know, don't hit on children.
Yeah, that always seems to be like one of them.
Pretty easy. Like we're having this big talk right now, I guess, in the culture, even though I'm not online as much, but like the whole Nickelodeon documentary, we talked about this before the show last week. Like I don't get it. Like I just don't understand any of it. Like I just don't get why somebody would, like, one, just don't do it. It's wrong. And two, like, so blatantly. Like, do you not think someone's gonna say something? But I guess they didn't.
Not for a long ass time. You know what?
It's fucking wild. Like, I don't know. The whole thing. It's shitty to find out that people and right now, I feel bad for all the other Nickelodeon stars that have to come out and be like, I didn't have this experience, or, you know, I'm sorry for the people that did. Like, I'm not denying it. Like, there's so many people, like Keenan, who is most known for his SNL time now, like having to come out. And like, we did eventually with this comic book creator, his sort of partner in like one of the things they did was a podcast. His partner recently came out and was like, yeah, so like after some very rough news coming out, I'm not talking to this person anymore. I don't know, just fucking...
People are weird, man.
Oh, it was a Bill Cosby thing. That's what fucking sent us down. I don't like predators. There. Problem solved. Back to the video games.
Yeah, like, y'all are fucked up. I don't know.
It's shitty to find out that someone you gave the benefit of the doubt to, which I think we do for most people, right?
We try to be, yeah.
End up betraying your trust. I worry about betraying my trust, people's trust, and I'm not even doing shit like that. Like, how do you... sorry, it's been on my mind because it's all the news wants to talk about in my fucking field. Like, I don't go onto Twitter, so this is the shit that's been boiling on, like, Reddit. Speaking of taking down criminals,
I've played War. Show? What?
Wow! No! I was gonna say I didn't even see that.
Man,
what is this? Maybe we should scrap this, Ken. Holy shit!
Nah, that was good shit. That was funny.
All right, but seriously, Warhammer 40K.
How did we go from Monster Boy to Warhammer 40K? I'm so confused.
I'm talking about the games I was playing. You brought up Bill Cosby. We went down a rabbit hole there. I tried to segue out of it, and then you tried to pull a racism card on me. You asshole.
No, that wasn't me. That was
Warhammer
him.
Warhammer 40K? What just happened?
So hold on. Let me explain.
This is what you get for being late, you son of a bitch.
Warhammer 40K, Necromunda, Hired Gun is all about taking down criminals.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah.
You're not a good person either, because there's no good people in Warhammer 40K.
There really isn't. There really isn't.
But you're taking down people in, like, these weird space slums.
That game was...
It's fucking wild.
Weird.
It's weird because it's Doom 2016 mixed with, like...
You can essentially fly in that game. Like, you feel like you don't ever touch the ground when you're, like, running and shit.
Yeah, and shooting at guys.
I need to go back to it because I played it when it first came out, and I know it got a bunch of updates because
it was fucked up.
Like, yeah,
that studio is the same studio that did I, Divine Cybermancy, which is clearly inspired by Warhammer 40K. Mm. And that game is like a wild sort of janky mess on Source Engine. And then they got the rights to Warhammer and did Space Hulk Deathwing. Is that the first person one?
Man, you're going to ask me what a Warhammer game
is,
and it don't fucking matter.
Terrence, because Terrence would know better.
It is. That's the one I have not played.
This studio as well.
Okay.
So I played a bit of that.
You got that on Xbox? Is that co-op?
No, that one's not co-op, but the other one is. Deathwing is.
Oh, okay.
So we might have to look into that.
Yeah.
Because I will absolutely go full Space Hulk.
Y'all motherfuckers just need to go back to play. Yeah, Space Hulk on the 3DO. Let's go.
Oh, God. That's actually not a terrible game, but like, why would you play
the 3DO? That game looks amazing.
I mean, those games look pretty good anyways. I have the second one on Saturn.
Yes.
I think it's the second one. I don't know if they were both put on. I have one of them for Saturn.
Yeah, 3DO got the one. There's a couple on PlayStation, but yeah, I think
The thing that is, like, there's two different types of Space Hulk games. There's the tactical from, like, up above, which is how you would play the board game, because that's what this was originally. And then you have the first-person tactical shooters. And Deathwing is sort of like, what if we took the tactics out? But you can play multiplayer in it. So, again, we'll have to look into that. I booted up Crysis because I finally bought the HD versions or whatever you want to call them.
Mm.
Man, I fucking hate the beginning of Crysis. Any game that starts you in the fucking dark. Like, I get it. I got night vision. It sucks. I don't want to play green video games. Like, the color, just green.
Crysis was a weird game.
I want to play 2 and 3 mostly, and I want those to look better than the PS3 version.
3 is just boring. I'm sorry, it's just boring.
I just wanted to shoot things mindlessly. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah,
right?
But it's just so boring. Like, 2 is great, but 3 is just, I don't know, man. It got so boring.
Man, speaking of boring, Princess Peach.
Yeah, that game's pretty boring.
I went back to it. Look, here's the thing. It's boring for a Nintendo game. If this wasn't Nintendo, you would probably go, this is a pretty decent indie game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. And this isn't even up to the standards of good feel, in my opinion, which is the developers that made it, because they made Kirby's Epic Yarn. Yoshi's Woolly World, Yoshi's Crafted World. Like, those are all really great games. There's no reason why this couldn't have been great, too. And I liked the theme. I liked the idea. I just don't. I don't like the fact. Yeah, like, it's just, there's something missing that where it's like, you'll have fun in one stage and then it'll be like, you'll go and play another and you'll just be like, why am I doing this? I think it would have been better paced if instead of floors, all of the, maybe you had to do the first four originally, and then it opened up the rest of the theater. And then as you finished the show, the next play in the series would take its spot. Like that would be a better system because I don't want to play certain styles of Peach, or I want to do it all at the same time. Like I don't. There's a figure skating level. It plays like a
Really?
figure skating game. What am I supposed to say to that? Like that's a really weird thing. It's fine.
It's
It's
got to be
fine.
better than Winter Games on the NES figure
Yeah,
skating.
but it's not. It doesn't feel as good
I'm
as
bored.
It Takes Two, which has a really good ice level.
Man, everything in It Takes Two is top tier.
I
We
listen.
can't
I
compare
know,
games to that.
but
Like,
they need to make a collectathon. They need to make a Mario-like game using all the things that they did in It Takes Two because the swimming mechanics in that game are the best swimming mechanics I've ever played.
dude, every level in that game is like a fucking
There was a
theme
couple
park
where
ride, and it's so
I was
fun.
like not as I wasn't like the tree level I didn't have as much fun in.
Man, the Street Fighter fight with the chipmunk? Come
No,
on.
that's fun, but that's at the end.
I know.
And I was
I like
flying
the
the plane.
mechanic of the two
I wasn't the
guns.
one. Was I the one combating? Who fights the
The
squirrel guy?
girl fights the
Well, then
squirrel.
I did do it. Okay. As I
Yeah.
say, I know I did one where I was not the person that was interesting, and I was like, oh,
God, I want to
that's a
play that
shame.
game again. It makes
It's
me
not a bad
sad
game.
that like you have to play it with somebody else. Like I would love to
It's
just.
just mechanically, I want to see these mechanics outside of that game. Princess Peach needed those mechanics, in my opinion. And again, I don't hate it. I don't hate this game. I think it's just so mid. Like, I've never seen that amount of mid come from Nintendo. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Like Glory of Heracles? Maybe.
Like there are games I
Maybe.
don't like, but they're not mid.
They're exactly. I don't like
Fire
not
Emblem's
that
not my
it's like
jam,
Fire
but
Emblem's not my jam.
it's not mid. It's a great game.
But yeah, they're
Oh yeah, I love
fantastic
Fire
games.
Emblem.
I haven't played enough of them. I just my thing was it's a little bit more complicated than Advance Wars, and I liked Advance Wars more. That's a hard that was a hard
It is
jump for
more.
me to take.
I got you. I got you.
But I do have some Fire Emblem games on the 3DS that I need to play. I bought them on clearance and I was like, yeah, sure, why not? The one that's a remake of some old Famicom game that's in 3D, I have that one.
Even the last Peach game wasn't bad. What was it, the
It was
3DS game?
interesting. No, it was a DS game that was
DS,
Super
okay.
Princess Peach. And like, yeah, it felt more like a Kirby throwaway game to some extent, but it was still fun because there were still really interesting ideas. This feels like I don't even know, man. Like I was gonna say WarioWare if you took those games and stretched them out way too long.
Now,
Like
remember
that's
when
kind
Treasure made a WarioWare game or a Wario game?
of that's a fucking bizarre where he goes nah,
And he's
for an
punching
hour.
fucking dinosaurs and shit.
Well, no, but he does that on the pause screen. He goes nah, and then
Yeah.
if you wait an hour, he goes sorry, and then it's silent the rest of the time. Like, why is that there? I don't know.
Who figured that out?
Right?
Like, wow.
I don't know if it was data mining or somebody figured it out, but yeah.
That's crazy.
But that game is wild. But yeah, like, I don't know. There's just this weird, like, people criticize Star Fox Adventures,
That game
and
was
I'm like,
great.
that
I
game is
never
great.
played that.
It's a
I never
Zelda-like
played that.
game.
Yeah, it's like Ocarina
It's
of Time
rare.
style Star
It's
Fox game.
rare taking on Zelda and then having to add Star Fox into it because Nintendo wanted that. I don't know. There's this weird thing with the Princess Peach game where I'm like, I don't know who this is for because some of the stuff is more difficult than I think most kids would be able to grasp. Like, I don't know. The whole fucking thing is just kind of like, why does this game exist? I mean, I bought it, so I guess that's why.
I was gonna say a lot of people bought it, so you
This
know.
this is more this is the game though, finally, where it's like, oh, Nintendo is like shutting this system down.
Oh, 100%. This game is like an
Like
end of the system life. Like we ain't
you
got
get
the big boys left.
there's two types of games. There's the hidden gems that come out, like Dylan's it's not Dylan's Rolling Western, Dylan's Dead Heat Breakers on the 3DS. Like that was like a oh, this game's really good. And then there was, oh man, there was other 3D, like WarioWare Gold was fantastic as well. But then there was like the Luigi's Mansion remake, which is ironic because there's a Luigi's Mansion remake coming.
Yeah.
But it was like Okay. This wasn't built for this console. That's very, very quickly you realize that. I don't know. Just there's just this weirdness to it. And I did play Pepper Grinder,
Yes.
which is a very good game, but I don't like the boss battles at all. I think it's weird that we have to have the conversation of if your game is like skill-based platforming of any sort, don't add combat into it. There's a reason why Mario enemies take like a total of 3 hits to defeat, like all the bosses and everything. And that's because like that's not the main focus of the game. Bowser originally took 1 hit, you know? You just had to get the axe. You could defeat him with
Yep.
fireballs, I suppose. But
Could use fireballs.
like there is a boss battle in so the first boss battle in Pepper Grinder is exactly what I'm saying. And I'll explain the game after, but you'll understand as I explain the mechanics of the game why I don't like the boss battles. The second boss battle, you don't even have to use the dig mechanic that's in the game. You can just stand on the platforms and hit the boss in the face. I feel like it was a fuck you to the player to some extent, because like the whole time the game is kind of teaching you to stay in the dirt, or the ground or snow or whatever. And then that boss battle says, no, you shouldn't do that. I guess spoiler for that boss battle, but like I was irritated by the amount of times I had to do that to figure it out. And it wasn't really a puzzle. The third boss battle is against someone that can do a lot of things you can do, and it is impossible. And it's purely because the health pool on the enemy is like a Dark Souls sort of boss fight sort of health pool. And I say that not because it's like Dark Souls horseshit. It's just difficult. But I'm saying that is like it takes a lot of hits. You pluck away at Dark Souls bosses. You don't just walk up. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody that can, but you don't just walk up and one hit the boss generally. And you can't do that with this, but there's no puzzle to solve either. It's kind of just don't get hit, hit back. And it is impossible. I can't fight. I spent over an hour trying to beat this boss. I've done everything I possibly if I can, like trying to notice that, like, oh, when that boss starts digging, I pop out of the ground right away. But like, no matter what, I end up getting caught because the whole main game of the Pepper Grinder is a platformer. So stages move left to right, up or down. It's standard affair. But with Pepper Grinder, which is the drill, pulls her along. So you always have momentum. So you basically you're just steering. It's a lot like Echo the Dolphin, which is even mentioned on a Wikipedia page, which you should never have Echo the Dolphin in your Wikipedia information. But think sort of like that. She moves like she's swimming rather than she's digging through dirt. It is not as unwieldy as I thought it would be. The platforming is sort of based upon knowing when to jump out of the dirt, and you do these really cool things. It's really hard to explain, but like in one level in the second world, you're climbing up a lava area, and as long as you're in the dirt, the lava doesn't hurt you. And so they built platforming around that. And it's a very interesting momentum-based platformer. I can't think of too many games that are like that. And they've got, of course, like 5 hidden coins in every stage. But the enemies in the level are just obstacles. You can basically avoid fighting any of them. So when I have to stop my progress through the story to fight a boss, which, by the way, has an intro sequence that is like you getting to where the boss arena eventually is. Now, you don't have to do that if you fail fighting the boss, but you can buy extra health. So if you buy extra health but lose it on that first part of the stage, now you're back to your normal health at the boss fight. Like it just That wasn't why I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the game because it was momentum-based platforming that hid these coins extremely well. They require some really good skill in managing how to move through the dirt and jumping and platforming, that I feel like I could get to if I just tried more. But I was trying to beat the game for review, and I'll be honest, I didn't. I have played 3 out of 4 worlds and just not beaten the boss of the third world. The mechanics aren't changing. I know that, but I can't get past this fucking boss, and I actually docked its score because honestly, I said to Ken when I started this game, this is like game of the year contender stuff. But the bosses outside of the first one, which I accepted as just fine, it's just not nowhere near as fun. I it's not fun to bash your head against the wall when it's not a puzzle. There's no puzzle. There's no solving this. I know exactly where I'm getting caught up, but it's extremely hard not to end up in the situation. So the other character can drill, and you're in a small arena, and if you get caught between them and the wall, you're basically taking a hit, no matter what. And it's like, well, that's because this game isn't built around this. I really like one part of Pepper Grinder, and the other part can fucking fuck right off. And it's kind of sad because like I saw a bunch of people, and I'm hoping that like they enjoyed the game in the end. But a lot of people talking about the demo, I don't think the demo included a boss. And if it did, it would have been the first boss, and that is not a very good representation of the other bosses in the game. So I don't know. There's something about that game where it's like, I love one portion of it while I'm playing it, and then as soon as I got to boss battles, I was like, I'm not having a good time. Straight up not having a good time.
So does this present like that Mickey Mouse game where it's like the puzzle jumping stuff with no combat, but then they was like, hey, you know what? You will be cool in that game, combat, and then they put it in Pepper Grinder. Like, is that because I know you like that game, that Mickey Mouse game, and so I think you did.
Are we talking? Are we talking Castle Evolution?
No. The one that just came out on Switch not too long ago, that was, it didn't have combat, but it was like about
He's talking
platforming.
about the
Illusion, yeah,
La
Illusion
Studios
Island. Illusion
game.
Island. Yeah. I
Yeah,
love that game.
yeah. So yeah, I was. It just sounded like you was
No.
talking
So
like.
Pepper Grinder is unique because that drilling mechanic is like swimming, and I can't think of a game where you swim through water in the air and sort of dolphin kick your way out of it into other bubbles of water that are floating in the air type of thing. Like that's where this game gets really kind of crazy.
You did that shit in Atomic Heart, remember?
Man, you're asking me to
That's right.
remember fucking Atomic Heart.
Yeah, you
All I
did go
remember is
and
getting my
dive
ass
that
handed to
deep.
me by fucking mannequins.
Yeah, that combat in that
Crispy
game was,
critters. Shut the fuck up.
I got your
that
crispy
was not
critter.
great.
Let
I
me go
liked that
level
area.
up with the vending machine that wants to
Fridge.
fuck you.
Yeah, the horny fridge.
Yeah, fridge,
Jesus.
that's what it was. No, so the boss battle's still, you're still controlling Pepper, so she plays the same. It's just, it shows that like, oh, these levels that they built around this mechanic are far more refined and clearly take into account that, yeah, this is a bit unwieldy at the end of the day because you don't have precision control over her. And those faults weren't thought of in boss battles. Like, a better example is Sonic. Sonic boss battles are not generally difficult. They just require some platforming, right? The game slows down to a crawl. So imagine that, but instead of just a couple hits, like say 3 or 4, it's like you just have to 20 plus. Like 20 plus. Like, can you imagine if a Sonic game asked you to hit the boss 20 times?
Man, it's like fighting
Or a
in things
Mario
in
game.
Dragon's Dogma where you gotta like they got like 4 health bars.
Oh my God. Yeah. With the pips underneath, you're like, oh, we're gonna be here for a while.
It's that's the problem. Like, again, I even say it in my review, like, if you just decrease the health pool of the bosses, this game becomes like, I'm not even saying massively, like the boss battle that I'm stuck on with, again, with a character that can do a lot of the things you can do, which is a cool concept. And it's a really cool boss battle. The music's really, I mean, the music in this whole game is really good, but like the music in that boss battle especially is pumping. Like, I'm like, yeah, let's fucking do this. But it's like, I'll get so close. I've gotten so close multiple times, and there's just like maybe two, three hits left. But because I can only take four hits before, well, yeah, take four hits before I die, like, I don't feel like I have a fighting chance. Like, if this had a difficulty setting, okay. Right? Like, but I can buy health. And I can't get that health back without redoing the beginning of the stupid fucking level. Like, just at least, or let me just get to the boss fight instead of having to redo that an intro level all the time. But then, like, the second boss took a while too. And I'm going to be honest with you, that second boss battle is not fun. It's just kind of boring. So I don't know. I gave this game a 7, I think. And like, that should tell you kind of what how I still feel about this game. It's still a really good game. I do not want to focus on the negative. I think the positives far outweigh the negative, but the negative are also weighing this down still. So it's still a great game, but this game would have been so much better without them. I would have preferred a really difficult stage as the boss battle, right? Like, have them. Have Pepper chase someone through a stage, and you have to maintain constant speed. Like, there's so many really cool ideas that they do with the drill too. Like, one stage, I'm not gonna spoil it. Sorry, I'm not gonna spoil it. But one stage plays very differently than the rest. But they constantly have you changing back to the drill. They introduce a grapple mechanic the first time you use it. Oh, it's so satisfying! Like, I don't think there's a better grapple mechanic in a game because of the way they use the momentum in this, because that's the whole purpose. I don't know. It's just disappointing that they maybe felt they needed to have bosses. Maybe that was their vision. I don't know. But I think it just weighs down the experience too much to not be brought up. And that's it for me. I mean, I'm still struggling to figure out what the fuck I want to play. Like, I played some World of Horror and that wasn't hitting. So I'm in a bad rut.
Yeah, I hate those times. All right, Terrence, what you got?
A lot. Hang on, let's see here. Okay, so I played a lot of well, let's talk about this first. So I played the Suicide Squad, the season one stuff started with the Joker.
See, he was going to delete it, and he was like, I can't do that.
Oh no, I did. I deleted it, but I deleted it after I played it. So like, cause I didn't read, cause I guess I had hopped on there before everybody had started, getting online and complaining. But essentially, the character is locked behind progress. Like you have to do some grinding before you even like can unlock Joker. So and you have to play like. It was like at least 15 of the 15 times of the older variety of missions before you like can even unlock Joker and actually start to see some of the new content. Like I think that there was a couple of things that was sprinkled on there, but it didn't count towards the infamy rank or whatever the fuck is the they got so many convoluted stuff on there now, it's ridiculous. But I was like, nah, I'm cool. Uninstall. I did want to play as Joker, but nah, I'm good. I've
You could just
never
buy it.
yeah, for $10, I ain't gonna do that. Fuck that. Like, yeah, you could just buy a joke. Nah, man. Like, I don't understand. Cause I mean Avengers and can't really think of any other ones right now, but I'm sure there's other games that I've played. I know there is that have released characters like this, and none of them, to my knowledge, have like locked the new character behind you having to grind out a whole bunch of stuff. Now, story progress or something, yeah, it makes sense. But I don't know. Like, and then, oh God, this it, oh man. And I guess I can't talk about too much of this without spoiling it, but they use this mechanic in Suicide Squad to extend the life cycle of the game, essentially, to make it a live service game. So they have different seasons. So basically, it in order to you for you to complete the story and get the full picture, you will have to have beaten the final boss in this game 13 different times.
Is
And
anybody
that's
still
with,
hiding that?
I don't know, but
Because
I know when I had
it's
that's
post
with them
content
before.
that like in-game stuff. Let's be fair, the 2,000 people that have played this game have probably already either given up or done that.
That's true. Listen, I just never know where the line is. Like, 'cause I know some people are passionate about the
I
spoiler
don't think
stuff, and
anyone's passionate
I don't
about
be
this game.
trying to offend. Like, I really only like I don't be trying to offend, but I mean, I in my zest or hype, I say something, and then people that I know will get butthurt, and then they'll be
Here's
mad or
the way
something.
I
I'm
look at this
go ahead.
case. Like, just as an outsider, to me, do you want someone to play this game?
Man, nah, you're right. I see
So,
what you're saying. Yeah,
there you go.
you're right.
Like,
You're right.
there's a level of like, do you think, and then I guess the other question you ask yourself is, are people enjoying this? Like, will I spoil the fun for
Yeah,
most
I
people?
see.
I
Man,
don't think you're spoiling the fun.
if this game ever goes on Game Pass, you should play through the campaign and delete it.
Yeah, for sure. Because the initial campaign is there. So yeah, I just fuck it. I just yeah. So basically, because if you don't know, Brainiac is the boss in this game,
It's in every
and
fucking trailer.
yeah, it is. And so because Multiverse is the new hotness, essentially he has replicated himself throughout the multiverse, and in order to fully defeat him, they have to defeat all of the clones, basically. So they have to defeat all 13 of them. Well, you play the campaign and you face him or whatever else, and it's Brainiac, whatever. And what they were told, or what we were told, is that when you get these different DLC steps, it'll be a different boss fight. Like, you have to face a different variant. Well, apparently the variants are just going to be like swaps, like palette swaps. So the first one, the one that's in this, there's two actually, because this is like episode one and two. So the first one is a Brainiac with Green Lantern powers. The I think the episode two one is going to be Brainiac with like Flash power or Superman powers. So basically, each of the Brainiacs is just going to have a variation of
So they're gonna just
the
fight
Justice
like
League.
the other game, the other people you've already fought. That is so fucking lame.
Exactly. Yeah. So and it's that I get God, like it's I was really rooting for him. I was really rooting for him. I
Just
thought they
remember,
had
this is where Warner Brothers thinks all gaming should be.
Yeah, no.
Just
And that just
remember,
makes
this
no
is the
sense.
developer that made Arkham Asylum.
And that's just sad. Well, okay, but to there, because I know, and you say that, like the story in this is good. Like the story, I liked the story. It's not going to be for everybody. I know people have complained about portrayals and different things, but in the context of the story, because you people are just seeing little snippets that people want you to see, it all makes sense. Especially if you take a step back and think about, the entirety of the Arkham series and stuff like that. It makes sense. Like it's what they did with it. I mean, it was there, whatever. But anyways, I like the story, but this artificial way of, making a game feel longer by just simply, swapping powers or whatever, but it's still the same balls. Like it's even because you beat the game, it's even the same. The fight is even the same. So you have to like hit the adds to get the shield down, and then you attack him, and then he does his thing, and then there's more adds and wash, rinse, repeat. Like it's just now there's like Green
The
Lantern
final
enemies
boss
sprinkled
was the
in.
least fun part of that game.
Right? Like I just oh I was rooting for him. I was but not nah, uninstalled, man. It's a wrap. Like I don't even and I saw some of the characters that they have that they leaked that I guess are coming, and I maybe one or two I would care about, but if I have to get on there and
Man,
grind to play them, fuck that.
I
No.
was
Need
ex
to sleep.
I was
What?
excited for Joker until I saw the version of the Joker that they put in there, and I was like, yeah, I'm not grinding for
That
that.
weird Injustice 2 level Joker.
I don't know,
It's
man.
weird.
It's not for me. Sorry.
Yeah, it is definitely a weird version of Joker that they created, but you
Which
know,
is
they
sad because I
tried. But
like the versions of the four characters that are in there.
Yeah, I do too. But yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. Oh well.
Also, if you're nitpicking comic book stuff, get the fuck out of here. I can't with y'all.
Also, man.
Everything has happened in a comic book that is dumb, okay?
Listen.
I think DC Multiverse actually predates most of the multiverse shit we see nowadays.
Oh, 100%
I
does. It
think it
started back
does.
with
Yeah.
Crisis shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
Yeah.
I think it started with Crisis, and that was just because they needed to explain why Golden Age Batman and Silver Age Batman had very different morals.
Yeah,
Right.
it's that Crisis shit's been going on forever. Whatever the fuck. Oh, it don't matter.
Yeah, people is I and it's wild too, because I saw somebody complaining about what was it? Oh, the Marvel Rivals thing. Oh God, don't let me forget, I have a story about that shit. Anyways, so I saw somebody post about Marvel Rivals Spider-Man, and they was like, oh my God, this is the worst version of Spider-Man ever. Look at this trash suit. This is ridiculous. I was like, man, you young niggas, you know, when I was younger, I used to complain about stuff like this, but it's Spider-Man, bruh. Like, it's just the outfit. You know, it's somewhere in the multiverse, somewhere that nigga is rocking a fit that you don't agree with. Like, I mean, just play the game. Like, it doesn't change his path. Like comic book people, and it's funny because I used to be one. Like, they really, ah, man, they go too far sometimes. Like, because I used to be that one. Like, oh, his costume is wrong. That's not comic accurate. Now I just want to be entertained. Like,
I'm
like,
sorry.
I.
If somebody ever said it's not comic accurate to me in real life, I would just like, I'll give them a
Bruh,
long
listen.
stare, and then I might just like just turn around, walk away, and then turn back and front hand, backhand ass. I don't know. It
Depends
just.
on what we're arguing about. If you're talking about some video game no one cares about, there's a big difference. Like, I don't give a shit that the
Man.
Joker looks like crap in Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. I just don't.
Man,
But I'm
DC
also
looks like
tired of the
crap,
Joker,
and
so
DC really needs to
well, that's
stop with
true.
these long ass names. You remember that fucking Birds of Prey, the Fantastical Adventures of Harley Quinn?
Yes,
Like,
of
god
Harley.
damn.
No, it was like the it wasn't even Fantastical Adventure. It was like the it was a fancy word for her to like become free. It was like the unbreakable something. Oh God, I can't even. It was
Emancipation of
ridiculous.
Harley Quinn.
Emancipation. That's what it
Oh,
was.
Jesus
Yes.
Christ, I was kidding. I thought, oh my god.
I'm pretty sure it was Emancipation. I'm almost certain it
I
was
gotta look this up
Emancipation.
now. I gotta look this up. It's
Like, it's a ridiculously long title.
it by the way, it's just dubbed Birds of Prey now.
Oh, okay. They cut the rest of that.
They cut the rest of it out, but the original title was Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
There
Also,
it
keep out, emancipation should not be used on a word for. Anyways.
Dude, you skipped right over Fantabulous. That's part of the title too.
So,
Fantabulous. It was on the
and then I'm pretty
poster.
sure they changed the name to Harley Quinn and Birds of Prey at some point, too.
Yes, they
They
did.
just
Yep.
call it Birds of Prey now, is what it's just called now. Which, by the way,
Yep,
the
because when
movie's
we.
not bad.
No, it's not. It's entertaining. It's
I
entertaining.
think the
It's not
problem was
hateful.
that no one knew what it was.
No.
Yes.
Nobody still
Because
knows
they
what it
kept.
is.
Right. Because they kept switching it up. Because it was like, okay, so they're supposed to be a new crew? Okay, is this just the continuation of Harley Quinn stuff? Like, they would send us, like, mixed marketing shit. Because I was still at the movie theater when that came out. Like, because the poster said one thing, but then we would get something else from Warner Brothers saying, we'll cover this with this sticker. And I'm like, damn! What y'all? Anyways. Warner Brothers is a mess. They need some help. Moving on from Suicide Squad. Some good stuff that I played. I'm still rocking in Jedi Survivor. That game is excellent. I got stuck for a little while on that awful thing. I didn't even know that dude was in the game. I think I had vaguely recall reading something about that, but that 17 times took me to kill him.
I don't know what you're talking
17
about.
times. In Jedi Survivor, the Ooga Booga son or whatever, the frog. The frog
Oh, yeah,
man.
okay. I was like, well, you got to be more specific than the dude.
I know, I'm sorry, I was trying to think of how to describe it, but you know, not but anyway, yeah. Like, and it's wild because I wasn't expecting that. Like, I was like, oh, I just because I sent y'all a video, I thought I was just landing to get some loot. And I got dropped into a fight. And I was like, it. So that was fun. But yeah, that game is still good. Still playing Final Fantasy 16. Played a lot of that last night. Oh God, that game is just beautiful. It's such a beautiful game.
I mean, you got plenty of
And
time
it's
to look at
so
it.
epic. You know what, man? Listen. And I, you're right. They do talk a lot, but they do ease up on the talking. Because I have put hands more than I have been talking to people at this point. So, like, I like that game. But they do a lot of talk. And it's funny too, because at this point, I pretty much can call it. Like, I'll get into a fight or whatever, and I'm like, I bet. Put the controller down. Yep, there it is. Cutscene. Here we go. Like, I pretty much know when it's coming based off of what, like, I just did in the game, which is funny. But that game is still good. Final Fantasy 14, still excellent. Still, you know, rocking our way to, I think I got to get 60 because I want to be a dancer. That was the class that I was working on. Yeah, I do. A tiny dancer.
It's just funny the way you said that. Like, I want to be a dancer.
I know. That was on purpose.
You can do that. Princess Peach Showtime.
You shouldn't do that in Princess Peach Showtime.
Gotcha. All right. What else did I play? I didn't mess with that. I played the Stellar Blade demo.
Oh man, I'm waiting. I've been waiting on this.
First of all, I don't care that this child is whatever she, however they drew her, whatever. Like, because it's wild.
But she's based on a real person, parents.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. See, no, man. Listen. So I realized I played that game and I was like, damn, I ain't not once like looked at her ass or nothing. Like the internet would have you think that this game is just tits and ass. That's all it is. Like, and I see like stuff on Twix where people are talking about ass, like it was a shot
titties,
of her
ass and titties. And
there he is. I was waiting on the song
titties,
to come out.
Titties, ass and titties.
But it's her swinging on this, like, you know, pole about the jump or whatever. And, like, you know, her boobs are moving in an unnatural fashion. I don't know why they think that's how breasts move. I don't understand. But people, dude was like, this is 100% culture. And I'm culture?
Yeah, that is actually a thing that was said on the internet. I can't.
Like, what does that mean? Like, I don't get it.
Culture,
you know what they don't get?
Men who have never touched a woman.
I was gonna say, you know what they don't get?
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. But okay, so graphics. The game looks really good. Like it's a very graphically good looking game. It has unskippable cutscenes, which I don't like because I don't care. I just wanted to see what the combat was like. I know you didn't like it. I didn't hate it. I didn't get a Sekiro vibe from it, though. I mean, it is not as fast as Devil May Cry or Ninja Gaiden.
It's not even close.
Well, but I think maybe for me, I'm giving it a pass. Because, like, and it's funny because I went from that to Final Fantasy 16. I was like, damn, it ain't even as fast as this. Like, Final Fantasy 16 is faster than Stellar Blade. Mm-mm. I don't know. Maybe it's
bad.
Because I didn't think it felt bad. I don't know.
The timing doesn't feel right. The attacks feel really heavy to the point of where, like, one of the things that drives me nuts in this game is you get started into a combo, and the enemy will go to attack you, and since your attacks are so slow and take so much grind up, that you can't get out of them interrupting your combo. It just does not feel good. Like it should. Like it just doesn't. I don't. And when you lock onto an enemy, she slows down even more, which is wild. Like, I don't know, man. I don't care for the combat. It feels like it wants to be a Souls game, except it's not. It's not that. Like,
did you play? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, this is the first time I've ever seen a developer go online. They're like, if this game feels slow, make sure you're in game mode. Motherfucker, it is 2024.
Oh, man.
Everybody's TV goes into game mode when you play on PlayStation 5.
Right.
It is automatic.
Automatically. It's automatically. Like,
nobody is not in game mode. Your game is slow.
That.
And here's the other thing. Like, everybody's talking about what you were talking about at the beginning, where, oh, look at her boob, look at her butt, whatever. People say that about Nier, But people also talk about how good the combat in Nier is. Nobody's talking about how good the combat in this game is. Because it's not that good. Like, even the pole swinging feels bad. Like, it feels like she weighs 400 pounds. I just...
I told you, her jump is booty cheeks. Like,
yeah,
she hardly gets up. I'm like, what the fuck?
Is this? Your character feels like... You know in Dark Souls... Everybody's played Dark Souls. You know the fat roll? Like, when you're wearing, like, super armor? That's what she feels like.
See, okay. So she feels heavy, for sure, but she didn't feel that heavy. Like, she definitely feel heavy.
Man, like, I thought there was going to be more swinging on that pole, but she barely moves, like... She's like Fat Nate Drake when she's swinging on that pole. Yeah. Like, she can't swing back and forth that well. Like, man, I don't know. I'm sure the game is
with
fine.
With you saying swinging on that pole, all I want to say is, like, I just pictured the Duke Nukem hand with the money coming.
Oh, yeah. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. No, I'm talking about, like, you know how when you grab on a pole and you're swinging forward?
I understood that, too.
Like, just when you do that in the game, like, it's one of those things where you feel like you're not going to make it to the next pole because you're so heavy. That's what it feels like when you do it in this game.
So, did you finish the demo?
No, like, I got bored. I got bored about 30, 40 minutes into it.
Okay, because my observations, because I thought that was the end, honestly. I thought after you fought that boss thing and, you know, whatever, that was it. But then it, like, opened up and I was like, oh, shit, there's more. And I turned it off because I was like, okay.
You talk about when you get to the city area, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made it that far. I did a bunch of that city area. And
okay, I haven't done any of that. Okay, that must be where you swing and stuff.
Yeah, that's where you swing and stuff, but, like, the combat really sticks out to you when you get surrounded by, like, four or five enemies, which happens in that city area, and you're trying to, like, move back and forth between the characters. Which, by the way, pet peeve of action games, if I lock onto you in combat and there's four or five enemies surrounding me, when I kill one, lock on to the next one.
Oh my god, right?
This game does not do that. This game does not do that. Like, you have to relock onto a new character. Also, I got another pet peeve. I got a lot about this game. I apologize. When you pick up a code for a locker, you got to remember that.
Oh yeah, I did do that. That was in the opening bit. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
And it's not, and it's not like it's numbers or letters. It's like some fucking Greek alphabet shit.
It's an elven language.
Yeah, and you're like, what was the code? I don't know. Like, thank God there's a hint button that'll, like, pop it up real quick so you can see it.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, they expect people to memorize. Sir, I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. I'm not gonna remember this code.
I'm not gonna remember this elf language of these, like, seven digits. I don't remember what that is.
Yeah,
that you showed was it wild. To me for 12 seconds. I don't. Yep. I don't know what it was. I. You'd be lucky if I remember the first letter. I don't know, man. All I see people talking about this game is exactly what you talked about at the beginning, and nothing else. Because you're right. Visually, it's stunning. It's a beautiful game. When you play it, it's got so many problems.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna have to boot it back up. And because again, my observation is based off of the beginning part. So there was never more than one enemy at a time. Then it was just that little boss thing. So yeah, see, I'm gonna have to play it a little bit into the city to actually see what, because I like I said, I walked away from that part like, okay, this combat is all right. But again, I wasn't surrounded. So okay, yeah, I'll mess with it and I'll report back. But if that's how you sound, I don't think I'm gonna have a good time. That was what my saving grace was with this, was I didn't give a fuck of how she looked because I'm a grown man and not a weirdo. So I was just here to, you know, to play an action, you know, combat game. So I thought it was going to be fucking Devil May Cry Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, this game needs to be a little more Devil May Cry, a little less Dark Souls. The Sekiro stuff I don't get either, because Sekiro is much faster than this.
Yeah. That's what I was saying, because I think Jay had said that he was getting that kind of vibe from, and I thought, again, because I haven't played the city part, I was like, well, maybe that comes later. Maybe that's when it starts to feel like that.
Like, the parry, so as much as I suck at Sekiro and Dark Souls, like, their combat feels good. Like, it feels really good. This combat just doesn't. This feels like we got souls at home. Like, it don't.
Man, we really need to evolve past this Souls combat. I don't know why we are stuck on this type of combat,
I mean, I'll
man.
give them
Like,
credit. At least it ain't on the goddamn bumpers.
right? Because that was the first thing that I was hyped about. I was like, God, it's on buttons. Thank you, Jesus. Like, I hate the bumper shit. Okay, I'm gonna wrap mine up real quick so you can go. I think. Shit, that's probably it for real, honestly. Oh, I played some more Cassette Beast. I like that game a lot. I actually am gonna pick that up before it comes off of Game Pass. I don't know when it's leaving. Like, I don't think it's slated to leave, but it's like it's on sale too. It's like $20. Like I said, it's like Pokemon,
Pokemon.
but you don't catch them. You record the beast onto like cassette tapes, like the 80s, like, and it has like this pixel, and the whole thing is very 80s because like my character is like a black dude with a box cut, like I got a high top, like you can make your own, you make your character in the game, and like you when you record, okay, so when you fight, you turn into the creatures that you have. So like if it was Pokemon, you would actually turn into Pikachu, and then once Pikachu got defeated, you would like go back into yourself, so you'd be standing there with your own health bar until you picked another creature, then you turn into them. So you have two health bars basically, your creature and then yourself. So when you're recording one, when you're trying to catch one, you turn into yourself and like pull out the tape recorder, and like while your partner is attacking the other one while you're trying to get the data. I don't know, it's a fun game. If you like Pokemon stuff and you like those sort of creature collecting games, check this out. It has a decent story, killer soundtrack. Which one of the things I like about this game and Final Fantasy 16 is how the music will play like an orchestral beat while you're out in the open world and kind of moving around. But then when you get into a fight, it doesn't skip a beat, like the music just picks up, but now there's like words and more like drums, and it's more dramatic and stuff. And they do that in Cassette Beast as well. It's not as dramatic because it's using kind of like the chip tune kind of stuff, but when you go inside, like you start to get words from the music and everything, like, and it doesn't like skip a beat. I dig when they do that type of stuff. Fire Emblem is another series that I love that does that. But yeah, I think that's probably it. I mean, I played some Hearthstone, but yeah, I don't care about card games, so.
Oh, what are you talking about? I played Overwatch too. You talk about that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay. You played a Blizzard game. That's what that we played some Blizzard
You play
games.
Blizzard games every week because Blizzard is like all-knowing, all-seeing
At this
video game
point.
company. And a lot of
Lord.
people playing Blizzard games this week because Diablo went into Game Pass. So, you know.
It did. I saw that, yeah.
I booted it up. I was like, "Yep, I still don't th like. Maybe I should start like a seasonal character or something." Because like where I'm at in my game, I just don't care.
You should start a se well. See, that's the thing though, because like if you start over, like you still have to beat the campaign. Because like, if
Oh
like when
God.
you have
Okay,
a
I'm probably
seasonal
never gonna play
character,
this game.
yeah. Because like even if you made a seasonal character, you still would have to play it like you were playing, through the campaign. Like it would just unlock that extra seasonal stuff along the way, but you still have to finish the story to actually unlock the second level for like getting gear and stuff. Like it's yeah,
See
yeah. And I haven't been back.
the thing with games like this that drive me crazy is like I don't mind depth in a game, but the thing is I like to just play a game the way I want to play it, and then the depth is like there to enhance the experience. I don't want the depth to be like required for the experience. Like I think that's a me problem that a lot of games aren't going to get into because a lot of those games are like. Especially with like Diablo, it's like you gotta manage all this bullshit with the loot and like taking stuff off. And like, I don't wanna fuck with all that. Like, I just wanna kill fucking demons, you know?
Right.
And you
Yep.
can't do
I feel
that
it.
in this game. Like, you just can't. Like, the game requires you to do all this extra
There
shit that
should
I
be
just.
there's two ways of playing, and it sounds like Diablo 4 has removed one of those because you could just grind, right,
And
and kill
yeah.
stuff.
Yep. You can't anymore.
But
No.
from the sounds of it, it's pure min-maxing now.
Yeah, like in
It is.
Diablo 3, you could min-max, and eventually I got to the point where I wanted to do that because like the game had given me so much joy and I'd gotten so used to like the gameplay of it. But it wasn't required. You didn't have to do it. In Diablo 4, you have to do it, and I think that's where it loses me.
That's my problem with Borderlands 2. The end game became just pure min-maxing.
Yeah, the end game is the campaign was good, but like after that, I kind of quit. I don't feel like there's a whole lot of positivity going on this week, and I'm not going to continue it because I'm going to talk about South Park Snow Day, and that game is ass.
Oh man, yeah, I thought I talked about that last week. Yeah,
I
it
played,
is.
I tried to play it, and I'm like, I'll be honest with you, I laughed my ass off with the fart power where I would shoot myself up in the air. Like, I did that for like 20
Yes.
minutes. That shit's funny. When I had to actually go do a level, that is one of the worst, like, horde mode
Yeah.
games I think I've ever played. It
It's pretty
is
bad.
so bad. The combat feels awful. And it, the thing that the enemies can do during the levels is perfectly named, and I laugh every time it happens.
Yeah.
But when they call bullshit, like, oh, this game's about to get worse than it already is.
Yep, but that is perfect. The bullshit powers is a perfect name. Like, but yeah,
Giving
it's
me a
it,
fucking noodle tube to hit people with for fucking, what is it, like 45 seconds to a minute or some shit?
yep. It's like it does, and I put this in, even in the review, like it does some stuff that I think is cool, the bullshit power thing kind of being one of them. But all the stuff around it, like you said, the combat is bad, like the general movement just feels really
Oh, it
flowy.
feels awful.
Fuck. The camera control on the right stick out the gate is so, like you pushed it, I pushed it to the right a little bit. I circled my character 37 times. I was like, what the fuck? Why is that amp so high? Like, I don't understand what like it, like the concept and stuff is neat, but they fumbled the execution, unfortunately.
And
And I don't know.
it's got fucking cards in it, and the cards aren't even good.
Yeah. No,
Like, they're trying to
you know I like
force.
card games.
Well, the funny thing is, it's like the cards are trying to force me into using my bow and arrow. It's like 90% of the cards are about your bow and arrow. I'm like, I don't even like the bow and arrow because it's so goddamn slow.
And because you get a what's the other one? You get a wizard wand and something else. There's only like three weapons. Like there's three melee weapons and three range weapons. None of the range weapons are cool. They all fire with an arc. Like you when you aim stuff, it's like up and like you have to like I don't know. It's just weird. Like you can't straight shot anything. The melee combat is just you just spamming buttons. Like you're just button mashing the whole time. Like and then like the little as you kill the enemies, they're like, "Ah, oh, you got me. Oh, again." Like they just repeat the same lines and it gets on your fucking nerves. I'm like, "Man, I'm about to go upstairs and whoop my kids right now." And they ain't even did nothing. They're gonna be like, "What do I do?" Like I'm tired of hearing kids. Like it's oh. Like I just oh man. They fumbled. They just fumbled
It's
back,
not a
but
good video game, and it's like the cutscenes are funny, but I'm gonna be real honest with you.
they are. The
They're
cutscenes are
really
funny.
just recycling old South Park jokes.
They absolutely are.
Like,
I was gonna say
there's nothing original in there. It's like the same jokes you've heard a thousand times. Like, the reason the show is good is because it's new jokes.
Which
I don't
I
know,
feel like I
man.
put that in the review. Like that's why I like that show because they continually like it is new and like I think I said this last week too. Like the idea behind this is cool because they wanted it as an avenue to kind of metaverse with the show. But if this is the gameplay of it, ooh, like
No,
bruh,
this game ain't gonna last
nah,
long enough for them to do show episodes of this.
nah.
I started Planet Zoo Console Edition. That's another one of those build your own zoo kind of strategy games. I haven't played enough to talk too much about it, but yeah, it's a lot. It's one of those games that Ryan would get anxiety if he just saw the menu.
Ah, got you.
So I'm gonna play a little bit more of that. Now I'll roll through the indie games. Most of it's not all that interesting, although I did play one that if you like Inside, you should probably check out. It's called One Last Breath. It is really trying to be Inside or Limbo or one of those games where you're like in this dark area and you're moving through
You
left to right kind of thing.
do you think it was named after the Creed song?
I hope not. But you play as like this like plant lady who can like use plants to create like bridges and stuff. And then I guess there's like some aliens that have like crash landed and like you find their pods and like you see them in the background all Limbo style doing creepy shit. And it's very dark. But I had fun with it. I played through like I don't know like an hour of it. I thought it was pretty good.
You played through, I guess, a good portion of it then, because somebody on Steam says the game time is 1 to 2 hours.
Really? Like I
Yeah,
felt like
nice.
wow, I felt like I was just getting started. Okay. Well, maybe I'll finish it then. And I gotta talk about this game because I felt like I was
Yeah,
having a
I was waiting for this.
I felt like I was having a fever dream, man. I played a game called The True, and
The true.
it starts off with you in a room with literally the teleporter from The Fly. And they ain't even trying to hide it because when you use it the first time, it says you get an achievement called The Fly.
Right.
So I don't know, man. So think like PS1 style Resident Evil, like that's the way your character moves. And you start off in this room with a bunch of terminals and a bunch of doors, and I'm like, man, what am I doing? Like, I walk up to things like, you can't use the terminal right now. You can't do this right now. You can't go out this door right now. But the only door that worked was the fucking shower door. And it said, take a shower. I was like, okay, so maybe that's like a plot point. So I click the button, and then it goes into this like PlayStation 1 stiff ass CGI cutscene of this woman taking a shower. And I mean, they don't leave anything to be secret. Like, this woman has no secrets after this video. And it just kept
Right.
going. I was
That's
like,
wild.
I got to a point where I was like, I'm just gonna let it go, see how long it goes. It's minutes. Minutes.
Of a shower scene.
And the best
Love
part
it.
is. The best part is when you finally finish it, you get an achievement. I need to look this achievement up. I just had it up. Hold on, it's trying to load. Come on. The achievement's called Hate Steam, and the description is Hate Water. And I want you to know that 70% of the people who have played this game have that achievement.
Okay.
So after that wildness, I was like, all right, so I gotta figure out. So I finally figured out how to use a teleporter. Teleporter takes me to this room where apparently a doctor was killed. Like there's some blood on the table and there's a robot. And like the only thing you can do in this room is pick up the robot and take it back. There's literally nothing else you could do. So I took the robot back to the room and then I was supposed to like put it on a terminal and look at its memory and it was connect the dots where you're like connecting the one computer chip to another chip. And I tried like 40 different iterations and none of them did anything. And finally, I was like, you know what? I can't. I can't anymore. I feel like I've had a stroke. I can't play this.
What is this game? What in the world?
I don't know. So I'm gonna read you some of the. Okay, I'm gonna read you some of the achievements because they're the best thing. We got Try It, which is push the red button. We've got So Strange, which is baby clothes. We got Smart
Hey.
Girl, which is melt the wax. I don't. Okay, this one's called Hacker. The description: solve he first puzzle.
Okay, this is okay. This must be one of those games that's just like worth a whole bunch of like, for a quick 1,000 achievement points or something. But like,
I played it for like 30 minutes and only got 20 achievement points, so apparently it's not.
oh wow, no, it's not. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This is a fever dream. This is one of those games where I'm like, I'm not gonna suggest that you play it, but if you ever have a chance to play it, take the opportunity.
Definitely check it out.
Definitely,
Like,
definitely check it out, 'cause it's whoo, it's something. I was going to revisit Dragon's Dogma 2 because they released a patch this week, which allows you to turn off the ray tracing, which I'm assuming is gonna help with the frame rate. But, like everything else in the world, the Xbox patch isn't there yet. It's only out on PlayStation.
Imagine that.
Yeah, so Also, this patch does something. It's crazy. I don't know if you've ever seen this in a video game. It is revolutionary. It lets you start a new game.
Are you serious?
Did I not
Oh my
talk about
God.
that when I talked about the game last week?
I you didn't, but I read about it that you weren't able, there was no way to start a new game or something without deleting your old one or
Yeah, but
whatever.
you can't just delete it. Like, you don't understand. So, I started a game, and the character I created, I didn't like. Like, I didn't, you know, like when you create a character the first time you see him in a cutscene, they look stupid. You're like, oh, I want to redo that. So, I was like, I'm going to start a new game. You can't. So, I'm like, okay, well, let me delete my save. No option to delete your save. So, I had to go into the Xbox, like, back-end menu and delete it from the cloud. And then I could start a new game.
The
Yeah. It's crazy, man. How that is not just a
don't
normal function
understand.
of a video game, I will never know. So, I plan to go back to that once the patch is live because I want to see if it improves the frame rate. Because I've decided that I'm just going to play that game. I'm not going to do the story. I'm going to play that game like I did Elden Ring, where I pick a destination. And I just fucking go and I do everything along the way that I want to because that's the best
Oh.
part of that game. Like the story
Yeah.
is kind of blah. So.
I've seen some cool, like, random stuff. Like, I saw some video where people came and called, there was like a giant or a, what do you call it, a fucking Cyclops. And like he there was like a ravine or whatever. Somehow he like the Cyclops tripped and made a bridge, and like the dude's party walked over him and then like attacked his feet and dropped him in there, and he got a whole bunch of experience. I was like, holy crap, that's
Yeah.
awesome.
Stuff like that is what makes this game fun, like discovering a cave and like, well, I'm gonna go down in this cave. There's gonna be some fucked up shit down in this cave. Like, that's the stuff
Yeah.
I wanna do. I don't like the story has me going into this dungeon and talking to this dude and sneaking around and like I talked about last week, the AI is just fucking brain dead. And then all of a sudden
Yeah.
it's like the god tier AI and I'm just like, this part of the game's not all that fun. Also, this game is aggressive on the encumbrance. And fuck all of that. I hate encumbrance. It is the worst mechanic in video games, and I don't know why people find it fun.
I don't either. Like, I don't, why do I have to manage my weight limit? Lord.
Yeah, and just in case you didn't know, the like you can have a camping kit that you can use to like make camp out in the world, which is very helpful. That thing weighs a goddamn ton.
Of course it does. Can you
So,
still store stuff on your pawns?
yes, you can still store stuff on your pawns. You can even store them on the pawns that you've brought in from like other games. But if you ever dismiss them, then like your shit all goes back to your storage at the inn, which means you gotta walk your ass all the way back to the inn and get it out if you want it. So,
Gotcha.
it's kind of a pain in the ass to like manage your inventory because if you want to store it, that's cool. But dude, it is way back in town. And in case you don't remember, you can't really fast travel unless you got one of them stones.
Yeah, and you could pay for one, apparently,
It's like
with real money.
$2.50, I think, for a fairy stone.
That's just God.
You can buy them in the game, but they're like limited quantity. Like, I think in the first town, there are five of them at the store, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Man.
So, yeah, I don't understand why they rolled back that. Because he's like, well, I think you should explore the world, but give me 250 and you don't have to. Like, sometimes I just want to fast travel back to. It's not like I want to use it to go everywhere. I want to explore the world. And also, if your world is so interesting to explore, people will do it. You don't gotta force them into it. Like, shit.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like, if I did. Like, I agree that the world is interesting and fun to traverse. But, like, that is like a red flag when somebody says that. They're like, well, I want you to experience the world because it's so good. Most of the time, I wouldn't believe your ass because, like, that just sounds like a way for you to sell me a goddamn crystal for 250.
Yep.
I don't know. I like that game a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's just me getting older. Maybe it's just some of the decisions they made, but I don't love it as much as I did the first one.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for a sale. I figure it'll probably be on sale come Black Friday.
Should be fixed by then too.
Yep.
You can lock it to 30 frames a second now, which is nice, in the new patch that Xbox doesn't have. All right.
Poor Xbox.
Dude, Xbox just sucks. I don't know if you saw, I don't think it's in the news, but I don't know if you saw the Hi-Fi Rush thing.
I did, about the shadows or whatever. What?
You know what's funny about that? You want to know what's funny about that story? Those shadows are like that on PC too, not just Xbox.
Of course they are.
So, but like nobody cares that they're like that on PC. They're like, oh, well, PC, whatever.
Right.
It's the fact that PlayStation's better than Xbox. I'm like, nobody's going to notice that goddamn shadow when you're playing this game. Shut the fuck up. And I had some dude on Twitter tell me, like, well, that's the version I'll buy. I'm like, well, I hope you enjoy your shadow.
What did he want from you? Like, for you to, like, rub the top of his head and be like, that's a good little consumer.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to buy it. I was like, do you have Game Pass? Yeah. Okay.
And then yeah, I think I saw that comment. Yeah, and I almost said something. I was like, let me turn down.
I was just okay, it's fine. Like, and that's why I said I wish I had a dollar every time I said they were going to support a developer. I was like, okay. Is this the $10 Horizon conversation again? I can't have this right now.
No, that one was extra stupid.
Yeah, it's like, I can't have these conversations right now.
Because at least you can be like, yeah, you also use a different controller on the other console and stuff. Like, at least I can, like, the whole, I'm going to buy the more expensive version, but it's the exact same game for no other reason other than I simp for capitalism.
Please, let me be a good little consumer. Motherfucker, dude, when I order food, like, I look for all the, like, I got that Capital One thing installed on my browser to give me discounts, because fuck you, I ain't giving you more money than I want to. I don't give you any money. Let me keep all of my money. Speaking of money, here's what's coming out this week that you can spend it on. Xbox Series X, PlayStation 5, we've got Withering Rooms, Alchemist the Potion Monger, Deceit 2, Knowledge Keeper, Cafeteria Nipponica, Double Dragon Gaiden, Rise of the Dragon, Sacred Reunion. I didn't even play that new Double Dragon, did I? I don't remember if I did or not. Maybe I did.
I actually want to play
it. It's roguelike.
Oh, wait, I did play that. I did. I forgot.
Was it good?
It wasn't bad. Actually, I just, again, don't like the rogue part of it.
Yeah.
Freedom Planet 2, Ninja Village, Turbo Golf Racing, and Dreamland Solitaire Dark Prophecy. A Space for the Unbound, Everdream Valley, Saviorless, Gigantic Ray. Oh, sorry, that's next week. Apologies. Wrong date. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, not a lot. Construction Simulator Gold Edition. And then that's it. And then we'll go to the Nintendo Switch, because that's the important system. What we got here? Drift Force Extreme Ultimate Car Simulator 2024. Flight Path Adventures in Venaris. Girl Genius Adventures in Castle Heterodyne. Cats Organized Neatly. Colony Defense, the ultimate minimalist tower-based defense game. Crash Out Extreme. Deadland Chronicles. Doll Explorer. Aero Gods Mirage, Korean Rail Driving Tour LRT, Ujianbu? I don't know that word, sorry. Make It Ikiyaki, Savage Age, Story Blocks the King, Sugar Tanks 2, Sushi Soul Universe, Tengoku.
Sugar Tanks 2.
Sugar Tanks 2. I mean,
okay.
Had to have the follow up.
I was about to say, it was the first one. All right.
Tengoku Struggle Strayside, The Brazil, The Gap, World War II Airplane Fight, Battle War Squad, Devil's Calling, Hair Dye, Heisting, Kitchen Crisis, Kudzu, Life of Slime, No Umbrellas Allowed, Off-Road Jeep Quest Mountain Trails, Spy Guy Hidden Objects Deluxe Edition, Stunt Scooter Simulation, Find Room 96, Fire Race, and Last Bloody Snack.
Woo!
I don't know what any of that shit is.
Man.
That's a lot.
It is, and I don't know what any of
I'm not looking up any of it because I just don't care.
I don't either. Like none of those names really like even piqued my interest.
Yeah, no.
All right, news time. It's been a week for Xbox. Let's just say that. Windows Central has reported that Xbox and Toys for Bob, the developers of Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, have reportedly reached an agreement for Toys for Bob's first game as an independent studio. It's a game similar to the games Toys for Bob's has made in the past, which is good news. According to Jez Corden, Xbox is prototyping a native Xbox handheld. Keep in mind that this doesn't mean it will become a real project or product. Xbox started adding to preview mouse and keyboard support for Xbox Cloud Gaming on PC this week. Not every game during the preview will be supported, but you can play games like Fortnite, Sea of Thieves, and Halo Infinite, as well as some others. Phil Spencer did an interview with Polygon about the layoffs, the console business, and exclusives. He says the layoffs were for growth, which is a funny comment, but very PR. The console market isn't growing. We know that. That's just out there. Gen Z plays on mobile. That's probably true. New AAA IPs are a big risk. Also probably true. And the math on making a game has definitely changed. Also from this interview, Phil Spencer said he's wanted Epic Game Store and itch.io and other stores to appear on Xbox. And then we had the Chris Dring rumor, where he heard at GDC that a major company who released a big game last year don't know why they even bother supporting Xbox since the majority of sales are on PS5 and PC. He also heard that Xbox is now putting less focus on Game Pass. And boy, this didn't rile anybody up in the internet.
Oh no, I'm sure.
Good Lord.
Jeez.
So, man, I don't know. I get it. Like, you have to take into account that this is probably a European comment because the Xbox is basically dead in Europe. Like,
Yeah.
was it being
Yep.
outsold like 8-1 or something, 9-1?
Man.
So, but then it doesn't help when you see like a game like they're like, well, we're not doing the Xbox version now. But then mostly it's like these indie games, which like they can't afford to do it anyway. So whatever.
Even though we showed on Xbox's thing,
Yeah, that
yeah,
was weird,
right.
right?
That's yeah, that is what's weird.
Like Xbox did some marketing for us, but fuck them, That's
I can't handle this great vision of a firefighter in space.
do you think it's like a marketing thing from Sony where like these developers that make their own their games only
No,
on
I think this
Well,
is. I
no.
think this
Just
is.
let me finish. So like I don't know if you've seen like the comments from a lot of developers like with the power of the PS5 we were able to do this. Like have you seen that?
I have.
Like it
I
came up
don't
about
understand. I mean,
Stellar
the people
Blade.
I was just making fun of said stuff like that too.
Oh, 100%, but like it's weird.
I think that is homegrown stupidity.
Remember
I
when
don't think that's
Godfall?
corporate stupidity. I think that's just, oh, you mean Randy Pitchford will say anything.
Yeah, but do you remember how, with the power of the PS5, it's
It's five.
impossible to make
Yeah.
this game, except it came out on PS4?
Correct.
Yeah.
PS4 far after the fact, too.
Yeah.
you weren't supposed to remember that they said that. You know, we were supposed
I
to
remember,
forget that.
I still remember Goodbye Halo, okay, on the back of the tribes box.
I forgot about that.
No, I will never forget about that. I remember seeing the back of that box in the bargain bin at GameStop that said Goodbye Halo. Should have finished the comment that said Hello Bargain Bin. Elder Scrolls 30th anniversary message. God damn, it's 30 years old. Last but not least, yes, we are in development on the next chapter, The Elder Scrolls 6. Even now, returning to Tamriel and playing early builds has us filled with some of joy, with some, the same joy, excitement, and promise of adventure.
Okay.
Man, I'm sorry. After Fallout 76 and Starfield, I'm a little timid about the next Bethesda Studios game.
You know, and I said this about even GTA 6. I don't know if those big open world. I don't know. Like I have to see it because I like the Sword and Shield stuff, but I just feel like it's too much anymore. Like, because it's going to have everything, because they're going to try to throw everything in there, and I don't know. And then yeah, after Starfield, because that and Fallout 76.
Hey, I don't, you know, we'll see. When's the PS5 version?
That's the, there you go. Now you're asking the real questions here. That's what people want to know.
I don't know why this caused so much of a stir, but the first images of the Xbox Series X Digital leaked online. That's a white Xbox without a disc drive.
Yeah, I don't understand why that was such a... I guess it was just a slow news day. Because I was like, it's just a white Xbox. Why y'all acting like this? Like, what in the world?
Like, it's just a white Xbox.
That was it.
Like, okay. Moving on.
Yep.
I guess the conversation's happening because the PS5 Pro, and it's like, well, Xbox is just going to do a digital version of the Series X, and... PS5 already outperforms Xbox. Is like, I don't know. None of this shit makes any sense. But you know what does make sense is Xbox adding a dynamic background for Blue Dragon, because fuck yeah, they should.
Yeah. I forgot you put that. I need to change that on mine.
Cause... Oh, it's on mine already. It is 100%. 100%.
Nice.
It actually replaced my Avowed one, which the Avowed one is fucking rad. I love that one.
I see that one. Oh yeah, yeah, the one. Yeah, yeah, I did like
the skeleton one. Yeah, that one's cool. That yeah, and the cyberpunk yeah, one have been my favorite ones.
Cyberpunk was cool.
F-Zero Maximum Velocity is coming to Nintendo Switch Online plus expansion pack on March 29th, so it's already out. And then Nintendo of America is shaking up its Washington-based testing center, and laid off some of its contractors and converting others to full-time employees. We already talked about the Stellar Blade demo. It launched on March 29th. You can now earn a digital Jim Ryan bobblehead in PlayStation Stars to celebrate his career. You just need to play a game that Jim Ryan has championed during his time at Sony.
Oh, wow. Is that how it's unlocked?
That's how you unlock it. Dude, I totally forgot PlayStation Stars existed. Like, I don't...
Bad.
Can you play Ridge Racer on the PS5?
Is that not one of the backwards things? It was just because that was the one that he insulted, right?
No, it's Gran Turismo.
Oh, it was Gran Turismo. No, my bad.
Ridge Racer, the only Ridge Racer you can play on PS5, I think, is the PSP version of Ridge Racers. Which is fucking hilarious why you cannot play the original Ridge Racer. Like, if you think about the PS1, that is one of the games you think of.
Yeah.
And yet Sony cannot get that up on their backward, man. God. Their classics collection is so half-assed. So disappointing. It was PS1 and PS2, man, you have like an infinite package to pull from that shit. PlayStation is introducing enhanced community game help coming later this year to all PS5 players. Chris String also had comments from GDC about a PlayStation 5 Pro. Developers didn't seem to feel they needed it. They weren't really making the most of the PS5 in the first place.
I don't understand. We talked about this last week. I don't understand this Pro conversation. Like, we haven't maxed out what we have.
Let me pull up. I don't know if you saw the news story. I think it was Friday. Let me see if I can find it. There is a spec sheet of what is required for PS5 Pro. Sorry, I'm digging for this. Here we go. PS5 Pro enhanced requirements detailed. A PSSR to upscale resolution to 4K. A constant 60 frames per second, and add or increase ray tracing effects. PlayStation goes on to continue that games may also be given the PS5 Pro enhanced label if they offer any of the following enhancements, which includes increased target resolution for titles that run at a fixed resolution on a standard console, increased target maximum resolution for titles that run at a variable resolution on the standard console, increased target frame rate for the titles that target a fixed frame rate on the standard console, and inclusion of PS5 Pro ray tracing effects.
Wait. Okay. So it's kind of like the Xbox Series, like the enhanced stuff? Is that what this is? Like, oh, okay, hold on. Let me take a step back here. Because I think I saw these specs. And people were like super hyped because they were thinking that, oh man, now we're gonna get like Dragon's Dogma at 4K, 60 frames a second. That's not what that means. That just means that the game will get a tag if it can hit that criteria, right?
Yes, like it'll say like PS5 Pro enhanced, but I'm gonna be honest with you, Dragon's Dogma is not gonna get a huge bump when the CPU is basically the same in the PS5 Pro, according to the leaked specs. Because Dragon's Dogma 2, the reason why it runs so slow is because it's CPU limited.
Oh.
So it's not like the PS5 Pro is going to bump Grand Theft Auto 6 to 60 frames a second. It's just not going to happen. Like, you might get an extra 5, maybe 10 frames a second on Dragon's Dogma, but you ain't going to get a locked 4K 60. Ain't no fucking way. So.
Yeah, I just don't understand the need for this Pro, because like even with I guess what they have to hit in order to get that the tag or whatever to be considered Pro enhanced or whatever, isn't that what the PlayStation 5 can do now?
Well, it says 8K on the box. I don't know if you know that,
right? So what the fuck? So why is this important that it's Pro enhanced? But your PlayStation can do that now. Like,
honestly, okay. This is just a reason for Sony to sell a console to PlayStation 5 owners again. That's what this is.
And listen, because I know last week or a week before somebody said something, I'm not saying, man, you can't spend your money. You spend your money however you want. Like, y'all, if you want to buy this, go ahead and get it. I will not. Like, it's not for me.
No, like, I don't see it.
We haven't maxed out what we got now.
No, we haven't. And what I don't like about these Pro consoles, and this happened last gen, is like people start kind of focusing on the Pro consoles and they kind of ignore the older ones. Like the stuff doesn't run as well.
Yep.
It spreads. Like, that's the only reason I don't like the S. I thought the S was a cool entry, but people have to design around it and like it gets the least amount of attention. And now S is going to be like in the fucking garbage can, and PS5 and Series X are going to, like, Series X is going to be lower, PS5 is going to be even lower, and then, you know, the Pro is going to be the one that they code for, which is just going to make all three of the other ones, which most people own, suffer. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
It happened last gen with the PS5, the PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X. Like, if you had one of those, you had a good experience. If you didn't, sometimes it was pretty bad. Like, I don't know. The PlayStation Plus Essential games for April have been announced. It's Immortals of Avium, Minecraft Legends, LOL, and Skull the Hero Slayer. So PlayStation continues to be the best place to play Xbox games. Let's go. Release info. Limited Run Games is scheduled to publish a physical version of Grounded. Pre-orders have already begun. Final Fantasy 14 Dawn Trail launches July 2nd. IM8-Bit announced a physical Ultra Deluxe Edition for the Stanley Parable. Normal retail version for PS5 Switch is coming to international retailers on July 19th. V Rising crossover with Legacy of Castlevania launches May 8th. Sunsoft is back. Retro Game Selection launches on Switch and Steam this April.
What games are on that?
I don't remember, but it is only Japan. That is a note here.
Well, then fuck them.
Yeah. The Crew Motorfest is coming to Steam on April 18th.
I thought it was oh no, that's right. Ubisoft has their own launcher and storefront. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Cassette Beasts multiplayer update launches May 20th. Illphonic has taken over the publishing rights for Predator Hunting Grounds and is bringing it to Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5 later this year.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Because I didn't look into that. Like, I saw that. I think I've even posted it. But, like, I was like, I thought that was published by Sony. That's why they took over the publishing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's coming to Xbox.
Yep. Because everybody's like, ooh, Sony putting your games on Xbox. No, they're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all need to, Gymcat, you need to stop, okay? All you Gymcats out there need to stop.
All of them.
No Man's Sky Orbital update was launched this week, because, you know, we just need more No Man's Sky updates. Holy shit. Tekken 8 Eddie Gordo is releasing April 4th. And then Minecraft is getting a PS5 native version. It's always cool.
Cool. Yeah.
Guilty Gear Strive Season 4 was announced. The Last Fighter of Season 3, Slayer, launches May. Yoshi P said it's a secret why there are so many Final Fantasy IX references in Dawn Trail. Also, rumors floating around about a Final Fantasy IX remake, which is also supposedly coming to Xbox, which is crazy. Yoshi P also teases Final Fantasy 16 after the PC port that they're going to release to other consoles, which is like, I mean, there's only one console left you can port it to because it ain't going on Switch.
I mean, right. Even a Switch 2. It ain't going to be on the Switch 2.
So. What do we got here? So it looks like there's a rumor floating around that GTA 6 is going to be early 2025, but production is falling behind, and management fears it's going to be late 2025 or even 2026. And apparently this caused the Rockstar stock to drop, which was crazy.
Dag. Jesus.
But then I'm sure that stock raised a little bit when Take-Two bought Gearbox.
I have to eat my words, because I remember saying who would want to buy them, and I totally didn't even think about Take-Two.
Yeah, Take-Two hasn't bought anybody in a long-ass time, so I wouldn't have thought of them either, you know? Of course, they got a deal on it, right? Because didn't Embracer pay like $1.2 billion, and then Take-Two turned around and bought it for like $470 million?
Embracer, the stupidest company.
Yep. We got some delisting. A bunch of Tales games were delisted on PlayStation 3 and Vita. In North America, that includes Tales of Symphonia Chronicles, Tales of Xillia 1 and 2, Tales of Grace F, and Tales of Hearts R. And then in Europe, it's Tales of Graces F, Tales of Zestiria, Tales of Hearts R, Tales of Xillia 1, and Tales of Symphonia. Um, So, according to the devs of Slay the Spire and Darkest Dungeon, Game Pass and Epic exclusive deals have dried up for indie devs. I mean, this is gonna happen at some point. Like, they can't keep giving big bags of money for content because we saw what happened with Netflix with that. Like, they went like way in the red. So, subscription services for gaming is getting weird. I'm not gonna lie.
Because it's not something that you can really I don't know. It's a bit different when like you're streaming stuff, right? Like I guess it kind of makes sense 'cause like you don't store anything. You just stream a movie, you just stream music.
I mean, you're still
You
storing
still have
it.
it.
You gotta serve it up on a
Yeah, yeah,
server,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. I understand that, but like what I'm saying is that like they have full control. But at the same time, like video games, you don't because like, generally you still have to download and then, the person has that data accessible. So it's harder. Like it's still probably the same ease to pirate stuff.
I think.
Like I don't see the benefit in having a streaming service in general, or not streaming service, like a game service in general, because like yeah, Game Pass is great in theory, but they don't put out enough first party stuff to make it worthwhile.
And I think that's maybe why they're starting to push back is because that is finally gonna start happening with like Hellblade. Like that's gonna start the run of like what is it? Like every 3 months there's gonna be a big first party game dropping on the service because we've got Hellblade and then I know we got Indiana Jones. What's the one in between that? I forget.
Oh, I forget what that. Yeah, was that the show? I don't remember.
But like there's three games coming out over the next 9 months, so like now they've got that first party cadence, so maybe they kind of, because we haven't seen a ton of like day one releases in the Game Pass like we did the last couple years for like third party games. It's mostly like old content, which works for most people. Like Netflix lives off of that. Like when they get stuff like Friends or like some of the old HBO stuff, like it's a boon for them because it's popular content. So I don't know. We're in that phase of Game Pass now, I guess, where like what was it? Control just came back to Game Pass and like oh, there was something else,
Yeah,
some other big game.
I'm just in a weird place anyways with all that stuff where like I don't really subscribe to any streaming services or services that hold media back from me. So it's one of those I don't know how to feel about it anymore 'cause like as it's kind of dried up, I've been not touching my Xbox as much.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I keep Game Pass because I haven't paid for it in a while, and but like most of the games on there I own. And also like my son uses it. So like that's big for him. Like just to play some games that, because we got three Xboxes in the house and it's kind of a mess where like I share one account with one of them so they have access to all my games but the other one doesn't, so like Game Pass works on that console kind of thing.
I
So
got you.
just give me the fucking family plan at some point. I'm getting tired of waiting on
I wish they would, because yeah, my situation is like yours, so I can't share with mine around everybody, so it's shared to one Xbox until another one. It's just the most. Like I don't know why they scrapped that family plan. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know. The PlayStation one is funky because like if I can't set myself to auto log in anymore because if I
No, yeah, you
do,
can't.
it logs him into my account whenever he boots up. So now I have to manually log into my PS5 every time I turn it on. Pain in the ass. What else we got here? Overwatch 2 devs received no profit share bonus this month. I guess Activision's gonna look into it. Also, they don't plan to finish the PvE content and they're doubling down on PvP. Fix your goddamn matchmaking.
That's wild. Man, we ain't get our cut. Oh, also, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this, just so you guys know. Okay, but you ain't get your money though. But you're going to run us up and tell us what you didn't get. All
Yeah.
right. It's cool.
I don't know, man. I'm so fucking tired of that game's matchmaking. It's so bad. I got stuck in a game last night with a Grandmaster on the other team, and they just ran fucking Ilari and just fucking one-shotted everybody. Just, like, murdering everybody. Like, this is so fun. I'm so glad you're in this game.
I don't miss it.
Like, I'm in a diamond game, and just fucking Grandmaster over here just one-shotting everybody. I'm like, this is so fun. So fun. Yeah, the Dragon's Dogma 2 update is out now on PS5 and PC, but not Xbox. The options are you can switch off ray tracing. You can set the FPS at max 30 frames per second. You can change the number of Art of Metamorphosis to 99, whatever that means. You can finally turn off motion blur. Thank Jesus. I don't know why this shit's not just standard, man.
Standard? Like, yeah, like you had to do a patch to do it. Like, why don't we just ship it with this?
Who the fuck plays with motion blur on? Like, I know, like, the uppity bitches play with it, but, like, I can't stand it. Like, I hate the way motion blur looks.
Me too. That's usually the first setting that I turn off.
Everybody's like, oh, it makes the world look.
Me as well.
Yeah, like, that, I turn that off. I turn chromatic aberration off whenever that's on. I'm like, why are you... And who... Okay, I have a better one than motion blur. Who the fuck likes to play with film grain on?
Man. And then some games put that film grain, like, oh, max, too. And it's like, well, what the fuck? What? I'm not playing a noir freaking thriller. Like, what are we doing?
Like, what the hell is this? Like...
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect had it on bad, dude.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
I remember before discovering I could turn it off, like, playing through this game, I was like, this game kind of looks like shit. What is wrong with this game?
Mm-hmm.
Drop that in. It's more like Ass Effect. Yeah, no, I remember that being the first game that I played that had it, and I was like, oh, no, that's coming off, right?
Yeah, like, I don't, like, who thinks that is good? Like, who?
I think there's, like, because I think it's on in Yakuza Kiwami 2, and I don't notice it too much. There'll be, like, certain sequences where I'm like, oh, I think there's a film grain. And then it's like, okay, I'm not really worried about it. It's not bothering me too much. But yeah, there's a couple of games, but Mass Effect, I think, is the worst.
Yeah, Mass Effect sticks out of my head, like, big time. I remember... like playing it and seeing it, and I was like, this just looks awful. Like, I did not know why people enjoy that at all. Bunch of layoffs, Sega, 150 workers at Sega. Oh, so sorry, this is Sega's workers ratify the union contract. Around 150 workers of Sega of America will receive annual pay increases, notifications ahead of layoffs, and additional benefits. This is the first time for a major gaming company. Embracer CEO Lars Wingfords told investors he believes it's too early for Embracer to start considering studio acquisitions again. Huh.
How about you just don't?
Right. Like, just pump your brakes. Like, Jesus.
Fucking stick to growing the easy shit, you know? Because, like, you clearly couldn't handle big time stuff.
Man.
Like, you know, you have a bunch of properties. Put out some remasters. There. Done.
Man, remasters are like easy cash right now.
Mm-hmm.
People love that nostalgia. They love, like... It's like, the thing is like, it's a huge ROI. Like, it's not hard to produce them as much as it is building a new game.
Do they still own the Saints Row license?
Mm.
Or was that transferred to Gearbox?
Oh, man, I do not know the answer to that question.
Because here's the thing. I know that the person that was working on it passed away. But remaster Saints Row 2, god damn it.
Just make a trilogy pack, truly.
I mean, sure, I would love that too. But, like, dead honest, like, that is one of the best open world games, and it is stuck on that generation. You can't even play it on PC because the PC version's borked.
I mean, I need to get on the phone with my dudes at Sega. Maybe it's like Bernie Stolar, and be like, hey, yo, where's my Eternal Champions remaster? I need that now.
Lord, have mercy, baby.
You're at least getting something with Eternal Champions.
You say that, right. But, like, I ain't seen no inklings. And the last I heard, there's a guy on Twitter that worked on that game that I've chatted with personally, And he says the rights for that game and the code for that game are so fucked up that that's why there's never been like any
Oh,
mention
you
of
won't
it.
get a new, you won't get a remaster. You'd have to get a new game. Yeah.
I take either, but the guy that worked on the original doesn't even work in games anymore, I don't think.
Probably not. I mean, if you want to see like someone just signing deals and not understanding the implications, it's Sega in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because like Toe Jam and Earl. Toe Jam and Earl is not owned by Sega.
No, it's just it's that one company made that downloadable game recently.
The new one,
Yeah.
but that, yeah, because I can't remember. It was the guy that worked, one of the guys that worked on it originally, I think. And it was Macaulay Culkin's company that published it. But it's just like there's a reason why Sega doesn't have Wonder Boy. Like
Oh,
they
yeah.
did not sign good contracts. Like there's a story. I've only ever heard it, so obviously I can't confirm it, but that the Sonic Spinball release party was going on, and they were like in the party, and they realized, oh my God, we cannot use the Sonic theme.
Wow.
Which is why you have that shitty ba 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 intro of music, because they literally had to change it last minute.
Sega was wild in the 90s, man.
Yeah, so like here, fun fact, do you remember, like if you remember the soundtracks to Sonic 1 and 2, those are owned by Masato Nakamura, the composer. They're not owned by Sega. That is, every time you hear the Sonic theme, like the original Sonic theme, they have to pay him.
I mean, that's just smart on his part, you know.
It
I
is,
thought,
but it's
hey,
just,
go
and
him.
I mean, and he had a pop career in Japan, so it wasn't like they were hiring a nobody to write the music. Like he had a career in music.
There might have been a popular pop artist that worked on the third game.
Oh yeah.
And then
Some
his
little
also
known
popular
indie musician you might have heard of.
his
Yeah.
also his popular sister, also an independent musician, ended up sampling the Bridge Zone theme from Sonic 1 the on the Master System and Game Gear, written by Yuzo Koshiro in the song Together Again. I swear to God.
What's crazy is like Yuzo Koshiro is like a pimp. Like very rarely do you see a game that like in the like on the title screen music by, and then his name just fucking, but like Streets of Rage just literally says music by Yuzo Koshiro.
Yeah, this game's gonna slap.
That's right. That motherfucker could do some jams, man.
His and he owned the company that Ancient that made the Game Gear Sonic, and it's like that's a pretty good fucking game.
Yeah.
It's very different, but it's very good. God, how did I bring us down this pathway? Oh my God.
Started with remasters. That's where we're Embracer kicked off this conversation.
Yeah, just ownership of license. I'd be curious to know who owns Saints Row.
Yeah, I don't know at this point because didn't Volition get like thrown away?
Volition, yeah.
And then
But
like.
Volition was thrown to Gearbox before they were thrown away.
Yeah, so where does the Saints Row IP sit? I don't think that was
I don't
even
know.
mentioned in this because Take-Two got Borderlands and like two other games, and Embracer kept some stuff, but I never saw Saints Row mentioned in that at all. So I do not know who owns Saints Row right now, which is crazy. I don't know. Smilegate Barcelona is reportedly shutting down and laying off all employees.
Who were they?
I don't know.
Oh,
That's all I got. I do
okay, I
know
got
who
you.
this next company is. Sega has sold Relic Entertainment, which will transition to an independent studio. Sega also cut 240 jobs in the Europe across Creative Assembly, Hardlight, and Sega Europe.
You do know who Smilegate is. Smilegate is the
Oh,
company
Smilegate. Yeah, go ahead.
behind world hit Crossfire.
But is that the Barcelona team, or is that...
No, I don't think the Barcelona team had made anything.
Okay.
But it's hard to tell because they just put Smilegate Entertainment.
Yeah.
So,
Gearbox laid off some employees after the acquisition by Take-Two. This has affected PR workers, marketing, user research, and other sectors of the company. Certain Affinity laid off 25 people. And then Pritanium Media is shutting down. Crop Circle Games and laid off all of its staff. There's your weekly the gaming industry is not doing well report. Jim Ryan, before he walked out the door this week, claimed that the PS2 had sold 160 million and not the previous 155 million, and people are like going bananas because like that's never been confirmed, and the only reason this conversation came up is because the Switch is so close to passing it that like Sony never wants to give up the best-selling console of all time. And let's be fair, the PS2 sold a lot because it was awesome. It also sold an extra few because there might have been some hardware problems. I'm just throwing that out right there.
You mean the PS2?
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Well, the PS2 was also a DVD player.
Yes. Huge right. Trojan horse for that.
It was huge.
It cost less then. And that's the reason why PS3s ended up picking up when they dropped in price, because they were still cheaper than a Blu-ray player.
Yeah. No, the PS2... sold a lot because of a lot of good things, but there was also some hardware problems that they probably attributed to some of those sales.
To some extent, then Xbox 360 numbers.
Oh, Xbox 360 numbers are hugely inflated, like because of that Red Ring of Death crap. 100%. I think there was another. The PlayStation 1 also is probably inflated quite a bit because not everybody knew you could flip it upside down. You know. What else we got here? I'm just looking through. There's lots of conversation about this fucking... And don't fall for any news today and tomorrow. Just going to say that. I've already seen like a Waffle House stage in Tekken 8.
Oh, that's right. April Fool. I forgot. Yeah.
They just announced a POW World dating sim. I don't know if that's real or not.
I mean, they are ahead of us, but even then, some of this stuff is always like, haha, but actually, if, though, would you buy?
Yeah.
Inti Creates just announced Divine Dynamo Flame Frit, but nobody knows if it's actually real. It's a mobile game. That's the problem, is like, you don't want to announce games today and tomorrow, like, because people are going to be like, is this real?
Everybody's like, huh? You just playing.
All right. Got some tweets. Let me check the email real quick. I didn't see any earlier. Let's just double check it. Just in case. There's the sound. My inbox always has emails, just not always with the podcast emails. Nope, nothing yet. Okay. Tweets coming in. Shogun says, Steam and Epic game launchers might be coming to Xbox. Yeah, we didn't talk about this, did we?
We didn't.
This could be a pretty big game changer, pun intended. I wonder, will this basically mean that Xbox is an app for PC, and the rumors were true, but just short-sighted, turning the Xbox into a game station means mom was right.
I would love this.
Yeah, if you got a Steam app on the Xbox, that would be fucking crazy, right?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Like, I hope that they do that.
Could you imagine, like you can buy, like, all these $2 games and play them on your Xbox just natively? That'd be wild. I don't know, man. Phil wants it. And at this point, Xbox is just like a fucking, it's just a name, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play Xbox on your phone, your PC, your TV, your console. Pretty soon you'll be able to play it on your refrigerator, your washing machine, your Tesla.
Shit, you probably could do that now.
I think you can play some stuff, but I don't know if you can play Xbox yet.
Oh, okay. I know it has like that. It might be Steam stuff because I saw someone playing like The Witcher or something on there. Like it links to some game service.
I'll be honest, when I had a Samsung TV and I tried that built-in cloud app, it worked
Yeah,
well
movie cheats.
enough. Like, it worked. I don't know, man. Crazy. He says also Happy Easter. Currently playing the Lamplighters League. God, I forgot about that game.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I wanted to play that.
He says it's not a bad game. 1940s HP Lovecraft XCOM. I really dig it, and you can regain action points like Gears Tactics. God, I forgot about Gears Tactics too. Holy shit.
That was good. I liked Gears Tactics.
It's crazy, man. That's the problem with today's games. There are too many video games.
Yep.
I forget half of them that came out. Jeremy writes in and says, I'm probably about 30 hours into Dragon's Dogma 2. Man, I'm having a blast. Just got my sorcery skill maxed out. Now I think I'll jump to a melee class next. Mystic Spear Hand looks like fun. Anyone still playing? If so, what's your favorite class so far? I think I'm the only one on the show that's played it, and I've kind of taken a break until that patch comes out. I know he's playing on PS5, so he got the patch. But I don't have the
Oh.
patch yet. Right before I quit, I started as a fighter, and I just bought the sorcerer vocation. And fucking video games. As soon as I did that, it gives me like an outfit and a staff, and guess what happened? I got over encumbered. And I got pissed and
That's
I
how it
turned it
works.
off. Yeah, I got pissed and I turned it off. I was like, God damn it. I gotta go manage my inventory. I spend more time managing my inventory than I do anything else in that game because my fucking pawns are always running around picking up shit. And they're like, oh, I found this, Arisen. And I swear to God, if they
Put
tell me, like, I swear to God, if they tell me about one more goddamn ladder, I'm gonna throw one of them into the brine. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, they are very talkative. Like in the first one, they were very talkative.
I do love when you finish a battle now, like two of my pawns will like slap five, which is
Oh,
hilarious.
nice.
It's they
He
like
is
do it in
awesome.
slow motion too. They like walk towards each other and they're like whoopsh.
Nice. Yeah, I'm
But
gonna
yeah.
get it on sale because I just, nah,
I
I think
like
that's
that
been
game.
issues.
I do. I just like, man, some of the stuff pissed. The fast travel pisses me off. The encumbrance pisses me off. Like, the stupid AI pisses me off. But I'll be goddamned if I don't want to, like, run around that world and, like, throw goblins over cliffs and fight ogres and ride on the back of griffins. Like, that shit is
Yeah.
cool. Anyway, that's it. That's all I got. All the news, it's all the video games. I finished Three Body Problem on Netflix.
Oh, I actually am about to start that. Was it good?
It's good, but you better hope they make more.
Okay, it's one of those.
Because it
Gotcha.
kind of doesn't even get started. And it's like, do you even know what it's about? Like,
I haven't read the book, but I've read like a synopsis or stuff.
yeah, like they literally don't even get to the thing at the end of the first season.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Like you figure out what's going on by the end of the first season, but like what's gonna happen is like 300 to 400 years away.
All righty.
Yeah. I was like, I got to the eighth episode, I was like, we're not gonna get there, are we? We're not gonna see it.
And then watch, and then it's on Netflix, and Netflix is bad about canceling stuff after one season. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what season two is going to be like, because we didn't even go in the future at all. Like, Like we just where we started. And I heard like the books are like three parts, so like maybe they do like three seasons, which would wrap it all
That
up.
could be.
But if it,
Yeah,
like you
because I
said,
did.
like
I've
it's
heard that too.
Netflix though, so they're worse than Fox canceling shit, I'm gonna tell you.
They definitely are. God.
So I hope it
Because the show
continues.
could be good for them. Like, if you get good ratings, and Netflix is like, nope, canceled. We're done. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop got slammed like almost immediately after it ran. Like so many shows on that service get destroyed before that's why I normally don't like I didn't know this was going to be a multi-part thing. I thought it was just going to be like a one and done.
I thought it was too, actually.
And then nope, it's definitely not. I think the last line of the show was like, "Let's go, we got work to do." I'm like, "Fuck."
Jesus. Yeah, I hope it don't get canceled then.
Yeah, I'm gonna be pissed because I'm like kind of invested in the story now. I was like, I want to see how this pans out. Oh, and I keep trying to watch Oppenheimer, and I think I've made it a total of 15 minutes into that movie, and I'm just like, man, I need 3 more hours to finish this.
You're better than
Yeah,
me. I'm not even gonna try.
I can't do long movies anymore.
It's funny because I can't do a long movie without like really dedicating to it, but like if you give me a TV show, like I can watch 3 or 4 episodes if I'm not doing anything else, you know? Which makes no
Because episode,
sense.
well, no, because episodes have conclusions.
I mean, fair, but like movies have acts. I could like stop after the first act, I guess.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Except for Christopher Nolan movies. Christopher Nolan movies don't have acts. They just have like this fucking long ass story. Like there's
Explaining
no
how bullets go backwards or some shit. Yeah.
dude. I watched in well, it's not it's Tenet. Tenet is the one.
Tenet.
And like I watched that and I'm like, this movie is like, did you get it? No, you didn't. Ha ha ha, you're stupid.
Wow, I haven't seen it. Like, I wanted to see it, but then I started hearing the I already half like Christopher Nolan as it is. But like, and then I started hearing people kind of describe what you're saying, and I was like, oh, okay, well, fuck this movie. So I've never actually seen
Dude, I
it.
tried to follow what's going on in that movie, and by the end of it, I'm like, I have no fucking clue what happened.
Gotcha.
And the movie's like, what? Well, you don't understand? Like, no, I don't. I'm old. I need you. Sometimes I need you to put like a big arrow on the screen. It's like, get it? Like.
Right. And that's real talk. Sometimes that's, yeah.
Like I
Man.
envy people like actually I don't envy people who like as soon as they start a movie they're like I know what's gonna happen and they're right because like how do you enjoy a movie like that?
Can't. Okay, I
Yeah.
can't. Like I'm so glad like when I start watching a movie I was like oh shit I didn't see that coming and like the person sitting next to me is like I totally seen that coming.
People got upset with me, and I know I keep bringing it up. It's my first review. Shut up. But like, I saw the end of A Way Out coming. There's a moment where we go and meet their families, and as soon as I saw that we met the second family, I turned to my friend. I paused the game. I turned to my friend and went, "They're gonna betray each other." He's
Okay.
like, "What do you mean?" And I'm like, "No, man. I'm like, we're gonna have to fight each other at the end, and we did."
So, is
Nice.
everybody here seen Shutter Island? I know it's old enough I can spoil it.
Yes.
Yes, I like
Okay.
that movie.
I sat down with my wife to watch it. 5 minutes into it, she's like, DiCaprio's fucking the one that's crazy.
Yep. That see, I called that too when it first came out. I watched it with my well now ex-wife, but yeah, I'm like that. Like my kids hate watching movies and different shows with me, like Law and Order stuff, because I'm like, that nigga did it. Like I don't know how, but that yep, watch. And then stuff will start unfolding as I was like, and they're like, man, just stop talking. I'm like, I'm sorry, it's a gift and a
See,
curse.
I think that's why I enjoy movies more than you guys do, like even bad movies, because I'm like, I'm so
Yes, I think
oblivious to it,
it
like I don't even think about it. I'm like I'll notice stuff happening. Like my son and I watched that alien movie on Hulu, I forget what it's called. But like as we're watching the movie, like I would start to notice like she never talks. There's no dialogue in that movie. And like my son didn't even like it didn't even register with him. And when we got to the end of the movie, I was like, "Did you notice she said one line in that entire movie? One line." He's like, "I didn't even notice that while we were watching." I was like, "Yep, I'll notice things, but like I don't figure out things before they happen." So I guess that's why I enjoy movies a little better.
I'm thinking it is because I honestly can't tell you the last time that I was surprised at a movie's like plot twist or you know who done it or whatever. Like I feel like when they do surprise me, they have to work really hard. I'm like, damn, okay, I give them all the credit. But like it's just with different camera angles and shit. Like you can tell when different stuff happens. Like different, I don't know. It's I don't know.
See, that's why it's fun to watch a movie. Like watching The Sixth Sense the second time was so much more fun because like you know what happened. So like you can catch all the little things.
I think that's part of the reason why I liked Bomb Rush Cyberpunk so much was the story was so uniquely original. I could not see it coming. Like I try. Like I was thinking about Death Stranding and how sort of pulled pieces out of that early on. I think earlier than they expected you to. And I was messaging Ken because Ken had already played it. Trying to see if I could figure it out early. And I did for some of it.
Yes.
But
I don't know. I think it's funny.
You're better than me. That game is wild as fuck. I wasn't even trying to figure it out. Like, everything has surprised me in that. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, okay. Oh my God. The nigga that keeps falling asleep and all that. I'm like, oh my God. Like that. Anyway, that's a good, I need to finish that game.
I still remember the last movie that shocked a lot of people that normally are like you guys, where they know what's going to happen. And it was shocking in the fact of how bad it was, because nobody could have come up with something that stupid, which was The Village.
Oh, yep. Oh, God! That
all his movies. All his movies. Dude, he took... Okay. Now I have to. He took the idea that, like, Bruce Willis's invincible character, his weakness is water. He's not weak because of water. It's just that he could drown. That was the whole point. He could drown still. He's still a man who has to breathe. So what does that idiot do? He like has Bruce Willis's character in glass be like sprayed with water to make him weak. It's like, you motherfucker.
Yeah,
he didn't even... Did you watch your own movie? Everything he does has to be like, I'm so smart. I'm so many fucking steps ahead of everybody else. And it's like, yeah, but show your work.
Show your work.
That was good.
I was very disappointed in how Glass ended, because he just drowned him in a little puddle.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it was lame, man.
Because he's weak. He's weak to water now.
Well, instead it's because just... it was such a big thing at the... And I'm sorry if I'm spoiling these fucking decade-old movies at this point.
Hold on. Don't watch them. Remember how that talk at the beginning where we talked about spoil? We don't want you to watch these. They're not good. Okay.
You don't have to watch them.
I like these movies. Leave them alone.
Watch Unbreakable, and then watch Split, and that's where those movies end.
Yeah, at the end of Split, when Bruce Willis turns around in the diner, I about lost my shit. I'm not going to lie. That was cool.
I did too. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But Glass.
We screamed that and I was like,
Glass was bad. Glass was a bad movie. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But most of his movies are bad. Lady in the Water.
Lady in the Water is not a great movie. Now, Signs is one of the best movies ever made. I will not take any slander.
But Signs, he's not trying to do this big old...
I still need to watch that.
His twist is
whoa.
I know. Yeah, I've never seen Signs. And I think I've already been spoiled for me, and that's why I haven't had that drive.
It's not about the spoilers in that movie. It's really not.
It's about the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere in that movie is one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen in my life.
He saw that people liked that movie, and they liked Sixth Sense, and it was like, twists have to be in all my movies, except that is not the joy of Signs.
No, not at all. The twist in that movie is so, like, it's fine, but it's not like Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just is what it is. Like they do the
There's
whole
that
like there are people
beach
do this.
movie.
Like that scene with Mel Gibson towards the end where he's talking to Joaquin Phoenix, he's like, there are these people and there are those people, and like it all comes together at the end, but like that's not what makes that movie great.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it because it's funny. My wife has seen it. She don't even watch movies. She's like, I haven't even seen that. But yeah, I just because I felt like like you said, that his stuff was always about the twist. What a
Dude,
twist! And I was like, I already know. So.
I saw that movie in a theater with Brian and Tracy, and you can ask either one of them to this day, I screamed so loud in the theater at the cornfield scene.
Wow. Okay.
I thought about shit my pants. It fucking scared the piss out of me. But I have a
Right.
phobia of aliens, though. Like it terrifies me, but I love
Me.
like studying this
The
shit. Like
cornfield is not the one for me.
Is it
It's
is it the roof?
the bathroom.
Oh, the bathroom sucks too. The roof got me at the beginning when he's talking to his kid and he looks out the window. Like, I lost my shit on that one too. Fuck that movie is. Oh. What
It's
about
one of the
the
better Alien movies.
Yeah, what about the birthday party scene? That was pretty rough.
I don't remember that one off the
Where
top of my
Joaquin
head.
Phoenix is in the closet watching TV and they have the footage of the birthday party in Mexico.
I it's been so long, man. I can only
Oh.
remember what scarred me for life.
God, that movie is. Oh. It's terrifying. This just kills me you ain't seen it. I envy you that you haven't seen it because, like, it's just so good. It's so good. It's his best movie.
Sorry,
I'm
it's
gonna
a
have to watch it.
pantry, I believe.
Oh yeah, when he locks him in the pantry, he's like, "Don't go in there. I locked one in the pantry." That is the
Yeah,
most
and
tense scene in the f Oh my God. Anyway, there's your movie minute. All right. Phoenix Down might be doing some intermissions without Drew for a while. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh yeah, I think we are. I think we still need to confirm that, but yeah, I think we are down to. I don't want to speak for you, Anthony, but I am down if you are to intermission for them,
Yeah.
while they're on hiatus for in some capacity. Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, that way may be having a different, because I don't know when Drew's coming back. It's gonna be a while, for sure.
Oh yeah.
But other than that, if you want to send emails for this one, you send them to podcast@ztgd.com. You can still follow us on Twitter and tweet at us at ZTGD Radio. But other than that, enjoy your holiday. It's over now that you're listening to this, but hopefully it was good. Otherwise, we'll get out of here. Peace, bitches.
Alrighty, and it goes something like this.